And again, we're just not going to spend so much time on it. And everybody's very skeptical about that, but we'll see that that's the truth. So where are we so far? We spent a lot of time on the Tosas, but it's a magnificent Tosas, and therefore it deserved our time. So again, just to sum up what we have so far, Tosas is extremely mechudash. Basically, again, that's, you know, it's one thing to read a Tosas, but you know, when you read a Tosas carefully, and then you also take a step back sometimes and get the bigger picture, then you can really more fully appreciate the, you know, the, you know, the innovative, just like with, you know, like any other Rishon or any other one of the Chachmei Masorah, if you know, can more fully appreciate what input they have, it's something that is very inspiring. It also helps your understanding of, you know, their Derech HaLimud. So basically, Tosas trying to fit this Gemara into Shas, at least, you know, I hope I'm not being too extreme in portraying it, but basically rereads it completely. And again, that's totally legitimate because he's weighing the evidence, the bigger, you know, concepts and pictures. And therefore, what seems to be, again, if you just take the Gemara Kipshuto, is you have a situation of Motzi Mechavero Olav. I'll just say it like this. You have a situation of Motzi Mechavero Olav Araya, because, you know, for whatever reason, you know, the material now is in one Rishus, you know, rather than another. That's the Mitzius. And the Mishnah tells us, you know, based this combination of the Mishnah and the Gemara, that, you know, whatever Lefikach stands for, and the simple pshat is that, you know, people can force each other, you know, to build a wall. And therefore, the simplest pshat probably is like the, you know, the Chidushi Aran, the Nemukei Yosef, what I think Rabbeinu Yonah, you know, begins with, although I'm not sure, Lemafreya, and that is that you have a clash between Tfisa, albeit a Tfisa where there's no Raya component at all, on the one hand, and then you have the implication of Lefikach, which is that, you know, since these two people have equal rights, so somehow that overrides, so you have a clash, in other words, between two factors, and the Lefikach becomes a factor, you know, if you turn it into a Chazaka, or even more, an Anan Sahadi. So it sounds like you have a clash between Motzi Mechavero Olav Araya grade 2, by which I mean not Chazaka Kol Ma Shetachas Yadam Arei Shelo, not you know, Achzuke Begazlenu Shelo Mechazkinan, not even, you know, we have no history here, you know, and, you know, there's an issue, you know, so we're not going to do anything. We could call that, you know, grade 1A if you want, or grade 2, and we'll call this one grade 3. You know, it doesn't really matter the numbering. You know, so we have a weaker form of, but yet form of Tfisa, and then on the other hand, you have another factor, a counterfactor, of, you know, of some sort of a strong Umdana. However, you know, that becomes part of the issue, because then, you know, you're weighing, like, you know, you want to plug that into the halachic system, you know, as well. Like, let's say you have this, you know, grade 2 or grade 3 Tfisa, you know, and against it, what wins against this clash? You know, do you need an Ansahadi, a very, very strong Umdana? In other words, is it enough to have like a regular Chazaka? Even in Chazakas, there are, you know, there are stronger ones and weaker ones. But this, I would say that the simple reading of the Mishnah and the Gemara is that. You have a clash between these two things, and then you need to just plug it in. So you can be, and that is the way, if you read the Chiddush Aran, and if you read the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, and let's say the way Rabbeinu Yonah begins, that's how they read the Sugya. And I think that would have been the simple textual read. You can, you know, what would motivate, you know, a Mefaresh, you know, to distance themselves from that? You know, the answer is, you know, if the conclusion is legally, you know, unwarranted, you know, based on either logic or other evidence, or both. So let's say you either think that this isn't even grade 2 of Motzi Mechavero Olav Araya, you know, and therefore it doesn't warrant, you know, kind of any kind of counterfactor. And that's kind of what Tosis, and then a little bit later, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba in a different way, we'll get to that in a second, although we already kind of discussed it, is saying. Basically, Tosis is trying to prove, but not so much based on Makoros, if anything, he has to overcome Makoros, that this shouldn't warrant as requiring, you know, counter pressure. Whereas the simple reading of the, you know, Mishnah Gemara and the view of other Rishonim is that that isn't true. So then what emerges is a very major debate about, you know, determining the circumstances in which, you know, grade 2 Tfisa or grade 2, you know, Motzi Mechavera Olav Araya does not exist. Okay. And in that itself, we have some, you know, more subtle arguments between Tosis, you know, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rajba, which I'm going to get to, you know, in just a second. The other reasoning would be, let's say you think that, you know, the other way, that, you know, that the Lefikach, you know, is not strong enough, right, to, you know, exact opposite, in other words. There is a grade 2, you know, but we don't have to emphasize the grade 2 part of it in this case because it's sufficient. There's a force called Motzi Mechavera Olav Araya, or Tfisa, right, even though it's unaccompanied by, you know, any kind of Biror, because it was, you know, just the, you know, we know how these bricks got into this field, right? We witnessed it, we know of it, you know, it was a hurricane or something. And, you know, but nonetheless, you know, it's a, you know, Sheval Tasa Adif. You know, now the burden of proof shifts to the other person. But you still may not be happy with this simple pshat, because you might think that, okay, I mean, how convincing is the Lefikach? You know, if it's not an Anan Sa'adi, you know, and it's a weaker, you know, kind of a chazaka, right? Is that then you have a chazaka against the Motzi Mechavera Olav Araya grade 2, and that, you know, you can wonder about, as I mentioned the other day, right? There are all these interesting sugyas about you know, clashes between, you know, migus and bari b'shemas and you know, chazaka de mikaras and Motzi Mechavera Olav Arayas, you know, of different types. So unless you think Lefikach is very powerful, it's not also so obvious that you are going to take the view, which I'm saying is the easiest way to understand, you know, the sugya. But that would be exactly the opposite reason, and maybe there's something, you know, in that, you know, motivation for the Rif, you know, whose position we've touched on, but we're going to get, you know, back to in just a minute. Maybe the Rif, who also has a kind of an innovative Lefikach reading, and together with him probably the Rambam, the Rimigash, the Yad Ramah, right? Maybe they also are shunning the more straightforward clash because they think not that there's no need to work so hard to overcome the Tfisa, but on the contrary, you know, the Tfisa, which exists and which is a force, you know, however formidable is easily, you know, overriding the Lefika. Okay, is that clear? So I think we might have that in the structure of this. So again, very hard to figure out what the debate would be, you know, on the Lefika side of it, meaning how strong a force in terms of on the range of Anan Sadi, Chazaka, you know, what kind of level of Chazaka. It's very hard to assess that, because that's kind of more of an umdana, you know, issue. Like, you know, would people, you know, who have the ability to get something, you know, get a certain effect, you know, without paying for it, you know, how likely is it that, you know, they also want to own it if they don't need to own it? Like, it's a very interesting question. Like, psychologically, you know, I'm sure, as I say, some people like to put their name on everything, and you know, there's a certain rush, I guess, or, you know, about ownership. But if there's little nafkamina, like, you know, and, you know, the downside is you have to pay for ownership. So that range is something I don't have anything to say about. I just think it, we can try to reconstruct it backwards. So the question, this second question, the first question, you know, which we're weighing, which is there a tfisa, you know, under these circumstances? That seems to be a very, you know, legal question, very conceptual question. You know, b'makom, you know, la'achar leivas ha'safek, you know, b'makom, you know, other, you know, legal factors, you know, when he's, when there's a certain, you know, kubase involved, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a history to that, as we discuss. What about Tokfa Kohen? What about, you know, Nasked Rab Abba? What about Kol Da'alim Gavar? Right, never mind, you know, Bab Metzia Daf Kuf and Bab Metzia Daf Kuf Tazayin. So that's all, like, where do you draw the line? Like, what is that? That's a very lamdisha question. As far as the Lefikach part of it, you know, the other factor, as I say, that's more of an umdina. I think we can reconstruct and find in the Rishonim both the Lashonos of Anan Sa'adi and Chazaka, and we can wonder, and this is an interesting question too, like, does the Rif, what are the Rif and the Rimi Gash, for example, what do they really, really think, you know, about Lefikach? Another way to test the Lefikach, though, on that side of the Sugya, you know, is like to try to, you know, do a thought experiment, you know, and I'm not, you know, advocating, like, you know, Benjamin Franklin, you know, orientation here, but, you know, but to like create a thought experiment to see other ways to test the Lefikach, right? And Baruch Hashem, we have that too, right? So that's part of the Migu discussion. Let's say your Migu conflicts with the Lefikach. Like, what's going to happen then? Right. So again, if you have a migu di boyamar, you know, lahadam, there are no. I don't know where those stones went. These stones, you know, that happen to look like them, you know, they're, you know, from inherited them from great grandfather, or, you know, I built them in my, you know, factory, you know. So if it's, or, you know, something like that, if there's a migu. And that migu, but, you know, migu di boy amar, something like that, neman lomar, you know, banisi. So that tests the lefikach, in a way, right? And since it tests the lefikach, so is that migu b'makom chazaka? And our, you know, what that we know is a bai d'lishita, but as I've said, we'll discuss it. You know, it's coming up on one daf hey, but you know, the Rishonim there already point out that in Shas there's conflicting evidence. So, you know, what level migu, what level chazaka? We'll get to that. I don't want to prosecute that case yet. So that's one issue. And if it's migu neged Anan Sa'adi, everybody pretty much agrees that that doesn't work. So that's another way to test. And we have that. Again, we're going to document everything in a minute, but I'm just giving you the overview first. So again, Tosa says, you know, it's migu neged Anan Sa'adi. You know, so it's interesting, you know, that Tosa takes a very, very strong stand about Motzim Bechaver Lavarai. They didn't really need to. They could have, you know, gone the Chidush Aran Numuke Yosef route and said, oh, it's Lefikach, you know, overriding, you know, Motzim Bechaver Lavarai. Because they have a strong view of Lefikach. They have an Anan Sa'adi view of Lefikach. So it wasn't because they thought, you know, it doesn't, it's not impressive enough. They're upgrading it as much as possible. So obviously the real conviction, and you can see that in the words and in the passion and in the, you know, discussion of the Makoros in Tosis, for them, this is just unacceptable on a Tfisa point of, you know, level, and that this is not, you don't need it. You have it, it's powerful, it's going to express itself in Migu, but you just don't need it here. You have a weak force, you know, that doesn't even need this against a very powerful force, which is unnecessary. And again, for Tosis, that expresses itself in Bika, where you don't have a Lefikach, you know, but it would have, all things being equal, the same thing would have applied. And that's an extreme view. Okay. So one way, so again, you could test Lefikach if it's a direct clash with Motzim Mefer Olavaraya, and I say, I think you do in the Ran and the Mukhe Yosef, both of whom, by the way, say Anan Sa'adi. If it had been chazaka, that would be an interesting. If you take the view that the lefikach is only a chazaka, you know, then that would be an interesting question. What about a chazaka neged grade two motzi mechaver olav arayah? Okay. There's another way to test it. In addition, you know, a third way. What's a third way? What's a third way? Anybody? Kiva? Levi? Okay.
Does it defeat Chazus?
Again, exactly. Excellent. Exactly. Say it a little louder.
If Lefikach cancels...
Yeah, what about Lefikach clashing against Chazus? Right? Let's say there's a Chazus in a Chatzer. Right? It sounds like a song, like, or something, right? There's a chazis and a chatzer. Right? So if there's a chazis and a chatzer, that puts it in conflict with lefikach. Would the chazis and the chatzer work? So what's, we're not going to, again, detail that now, but as we know, or we should know, Shai, does it work or not? Just quickly, and then we'll go back to it. Do you have any information on that? Or you came up with a thought experiment on your own?
No, I saw it was in the Rishonim, but I don't remember what that was.
Yeah, so that's a big machlokas Rishonim. Simcha Leib? He's chomping at the bit to get this one out. Who discusses this? A chazis and a chatzer.
The Ramban
does discuss it, but the earlier credit, Ramban discusses it and has a contribution to make in a very particular case. Okay, which is?
No,
not so much that, but the Ramban's particular contribution is in, you know, Lamalami Esrin. I'm sorry, Lamalami Dalit. But the bigger argument is between the Rimigash. I mean, the Rimigash on the Abdalid Omud Beis, I think, is the first person to address this question. Rimigash says, well, why don't we talk about Chazis and Achatzer? Right? And after the Rimigash, it was picked up by, you know, the other Rishonim. Again, you know, the Rama, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban, you know, the Rajba, you know, the Rosh. In the end of the day, we're going to discuss it. But it seems like the Rimigash, you know, gives two explanations as to why there is no... Again, in other words, let's say there's a Chazis in a Chatzer, that implies that the wall belongs to Shimon. Okay? But Lefikach, you know, is a factor that, you know, implies that they're equal parties. Right? That's the question. So the Rimigash is of the opinion that the Chazis is discounted in the Chatzer. And he has two explanations why that is. Anybody see the Rimigash? Should see it, Aaron?
Yeah.
One is because
they can force each other to build the wall,
which sounds like it's the power of Lefikach, and the other one, stranger.
It says Inami Azulay Chad Minayu Rabbi Chazis Vamar Didihu Lo Tzay Sinan Lay Da Minan Lay Atu Da Abdis Lay Lahay Chazis The Kevin Demi Iker Dina Havalom The Mechpaya Lemevet Behadeh My Shavakte Ba'abat Lefideh.
Well, that's the first one. That's the power of Lefikach. That's the first answer, right? I'll keep going. Yeah.
She quotes another answer before this one.
Oh, it is? I thought that was the first one. Yeah, what's the first one? What's before that? I thought that was the same.
Before that is Aval Bechatzar came into me Iker Dina Abdi Lelahach Koso Ben Shneim Bal Korcham Da Kaimalan Da Hezik Riesh Mehezik Lamai Nezik.
Well, maybe he means that more like on a practical level, and here he's saying it doesn't work. Could be. But I thought he has an additional point also. He's troubled, we'll get to it, by, I just want it now for this part of the record, but isn't he troubled by Chatzah Shein Bo Chalukah?
I mean, there's a lot of different versions of Rimigash.
Oh, really? On this one also?
I don't know, I'm just suggesting.
In general? I mean,
yeah.
You know, you're wondering.
Yeah.
No, I think this one is pretty...
I don't know.
I don't think we need Tommy's, you know, like inside track, you know, here.
I'll have to.
What? Yeah, exactly. Al HaTorah. He also says he has a line where he says they weren't the top. You have it?
Yeah.
Which puts the whole chazus thing on its head. But again, we'll get back to it. Meaning, is chazus a takana drabanan? Like, why is it drabanan? And what does that mean, lo tiknu? Okay. So the Rimigash seems to have two ideas. The first idea, which I think is, you know, maybe covered by both of those original statements, is that it counters lefikach. Right. He doesn't say the words anansati. But he does say that the kfiya and the so on make it, you know, so the chazis isn't going to help you for that. It's not going to override that. Correct? Who disagrees with the... most of Rishonim agree with the Rimigash, Lamaisa. And again, the Rimigash's second point is to explain this, especially the issue of, you know, Chatzah Shem Chaluka, and we'll get back to that, why he thinks that's such a big problem. But, okay, who disagrees with the Rush, in fact? I said the Rush. Sorry about that. Yeah. Okay. That wasn't very good, right? Okay. Correct. The Rush. Yeah. The Rush is number one, I think. We'll get back to it. Well, number one in the struggle between Bikha and Chatzer, he says, I think everybody, you know, the hierarchy is opposite. We'll get back to that. But just per se, he think, what does the Rush think? The Maisa. If you have a chazis, it'll work, even against Lefikach. Correct? Now, as it happens, the Rush here, at least in the Halachos, I didn't check the Tosa Rush, is very riff-oriented in his view of the sugya. So is it possible that he has, you know, a lesser view of Lefikach to begin with, and therefore he thinks chazis can overcome Lefikach? Maybe. Look, all I'm saying is that there are basically at least three issues where we could test the power of Lefikach to see if it's an Ansadi, if it's a Chazaka, if it's a weaker Chazaka, a stronger Chazaka. One is, those Rishonim will see this as a clash between Tfisa and Lefikach. That's a group of Rishonim. And maybe the ones who don't are Dafka don't for that reason. Number two, the Migu discussions. And number three, the Chazis discussion. But part of the Chazis discussion, you know, is contingent upon the other fact. In other words, you know, just like in the clash between Tfisa and Lefikach, right, we have to figure out the, you know, relative strengths of either before we come to any conclusion. So too, in the clash between Chazit and Lefikach, you know, we need to assess. In other words, the more you think like the Rush, right, it's of the opinion that what? That it works, right? But not just that it works. Gee, this time I'm not going to get away. The what? The Kol Shekein part is good too, but even more than that, there's a line or word that is very important in the Rush. Right? And Igloi Milson Mafrei, if you get this right, then you get credit for the one that I... So there's a lot at stake here, you know. There's a little piece in the New York Times today, there's like a little blurb that says anxiety is sometimes good. Yeah, there's not too much anxiety. Heard the Kiddush of the New York Times. Yeah, go ahead. So there's a lot riding on this. You? I have great confidence. You've got this. Strong words of the Rush.
Given the Siman Tova?
Excellent. Exactly. He calls it a Siman, not like a song Siman Tov, but like a Siman Tov. Meaning, he's saying Chazis is like serious. Contrast that with a little bit, or a lot, with what? Akiva Levi. See now. Contrast that with Tovia? With what? Excellent. Exactly. The Rimigash, in that, you know, when he was trying to explain why it doesn't apply even in the case of Chatzos Shein Bo Chaluk, as I say, doesn't just attribute that to what? To the power of Lefikach. Because he thinks the powers of Lefikach are attenuated in that second case. Correct? So instead he says, this, you know, this takana to give credence to the chazit didn't make it in this case. Sounds like the whole thing is only a takana drabana. Which implies that objectively the chazit isn't worth that much. So if you take the view that the chazit, you know, that the rush by saying it's a siman tov is essentially arguing on that point as well. Even though he's not arguing only in the case of Chatzos Shein Bo Din Chaluka, he's arguing in general. Okay, so these are, I'm just trying to, you know, take a little more time than I want, but okay. So that these are the big questions. You know, where you draw the line in what constitutes a proper motzi b'chaver l'haraya on one side, and how powerful is l'fikach. And I say the first question is a very conceptual legal question. The second question, you know, has very important legal ramifications for migu, for chazis, for overcoming tvisa, but in the range of things, it's more of a, you know, an assessment, more of an umdana, you know. I mean, there might be some threshold questions, like, you know, what kind, how much, you know, umdana do you need to be an anansade, how much, you know, do you need to be a strong or a weaker chazaka, but nothing that we can, you know, really, you know, put our teeth into. Okay. And also, as I say, it affects other things. So basically, the upshot of Tosis, to get back to that for a moment, is to reread the whole sugya. So the sugya, which seems to be about a clash between Lefika Chamotzi and Bechavar Alavaraya, for Tosis ends up being, you know, something totally different. It ends up being a discussion about, you know, Migu, the Mokom Anan Sahati. Right? And the contribution of the, the Lefikach basically is the Anan Sahadi of the implicit Migu of the Sugya. The Sugya doesn't say a word about Migu. Okay. But according to Tosis, this Sugya is actually talking about Migu. Because, and again, along the way, there's also the Hechetimtzi of, Shufti lo kapti. You know, having a statute of limitations, this being after that, you know, et cetera. Okay? In addition to that, you have a very interesting discussion in the Rishonim and Poskim, how far to push Tosis's, you know, Migu, you know, conclusions. And that, as we already noted, the Hagos HaShri says, oh, if the Taina, based on the Migu, is, you know, lakachti or kibalti b'matana, so there's no direct stira between that and the anan sade of l'fikach, then Tosis will agree. And that is the view of, you know, the Bach and the Shach, you know, and so on, and certainly the second day in the Shulchan Aruch. And the more mechudash view is that of the Sma, Sivkat and Yud Zayin, who says that Tosis won't even allow a migu of lakachti. It's hard to understand why that's against lefikach, right? And as we noted, the Shach doesn't like it and so on. The Nesivus made the suggestion that maybe there's a difference between the Abanim and the Mokom, or even, you know, the Abanim while they are standing, you know, as opposed to the Abanim once they fall down, right? The contribution of the Nesivus is basically to extend Lefikach. Now, Lefikach isn't only about the building of the wall. Lefikach is also about the likelihood, after building the wall, you know, that anybody would, you know, pay money or perceive as, you know, be giving a matana on something where there's no benefit. Now, the truth is, from the lakachti point of, if you were going to say that already, you also might distinguish between lakachti, you know, and kibalti, you know, b'matana, like, just to make a pragmatic point. And that is, you know, the idea of lakachti is, you know, I think the Nesivus has a very good ha'ara. Like, you know, why would somebody spend good money, you know, to get their name on something, you know, when they have, you know, there's no downside to just keeping the status quo. You know, but from, I don't want to be cynical, but, you know, from a Matana point of view, you could actually turn that argument on its head. Right? You could say, you know, that the no Sein HaMatana is thinking, oh, you know, I give a donation, I get a tax break, you know, and, you know, and, you know, it doesn't matter to me that his full name is on it, as long as I can, you know, it's still on the border. You know, except that, you know, what happens if, you know, there's a hurricane, you know, and the Avonim, you know, end up, you know, actually belonging to him, and we have to rebuild the wall. So that's a calculation. But okay. Either way, that is the argument of the Nesivos. I guess the Sma would go a little further with that, you know, with what the Nesivos is saying, and say, listen, you know, of course there are contingencies, you know, under which this could all happen, you know, but there's a certain kind of psychological momentum to, you know, a joint project. And, you know, that, you know, the assumption that that changes midstream when there's a strong, compelling, you know, reason for it to have been that way, you know, is also covered by the Anan Sadi. Either way, I think the Sma is very mechudash. Either way, that is the view of the Bali Tosis. The whole sugya is about migu b'makom Anan Sadi, and then the question is how far do we push it? I should add, by the way, about the Chazit point, that, you know, the Bali Tosis implicitly, again, we'll talk about their view of Lamala, you know, Midalad Amos a little bit later on. That's where the Ramban comes in. Ramban, Ben Yonah, the Bali Tosis. But there is, you know, kind of a Chazit, you know, issue a little bit in the Bali Tosis implicitly. And that is because, like, what will happen in the, if there's a Chazit, it, you know, everybody agrees that a chazit works in a bikkah, right? Oh, how'd you get here? What?
I'm doing the sheer display.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah. So everybody agrees that chazit works in a bikkah, right, Noam? That's what it works. So, but what's interesting about Tosis is, just on the chazit level, where I'm mixing them all up, is that Tosis must assume that, I think, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, that Chazit also overcomes Motzim Mechaber Olav Araya grade 2. Is that true? No? I think it's implicit that Tosis thinks that a Chazit would override Motzim Mechaber Olav Araya grade 2. Meaning, yeah, not where there's no Raya, but with, how do we know that?
That's it in my pickup.
Because that's his read on Bikkah. Because Tosis thinks that Bikkah, in theory, is also a case where there's no Motzi Mechavera Olav Araya, right? And his argument was, because if there was, then there would be a good reason. What's his argument? If there was, then there would be a good reason to have a Chazit, you know, as opposed to when the Gemara says, you know, well, don't, you know, you don't need both of them to have it. Let neither of them have it, right? So Tosis says, no, we need, you know, one of them to have, if there was really Motzim Mechavera Olav Araya, you know, then what would happen if the thing fell down and it fell into one person's rishas? If there was no, you know, chazit, then you'd have a problem, correct? So the implication is that if there was a real Motzim Mechavera Olav Araya, according to Tosis, is under reading of Bikkah, right? If there was, then the chazit would still work. Is that correct? Okay. I'm not sure whether, like, the Rimigash, right, or other Rishonim agree with that. Okay? So in this discussion of, you know, how serious, well, I'll try to pin it down a little more later on, what I mean by it. Obviously, is it, you know, Siman? Is it a Durabanan? Is it a Raya Gemura? Chazit, again, that's why the Rosh's Siman Tov is important. There's an implicit, the way that Tosis reads the sugya of Bikkah, you know, it ends up being that Chazit emerges as a factor that would override, you know, Motzim Mechaber Olav Araya. I don't think all of Rishonim agree with that. Maybe Anan Sadi does. You know, I'm not sure whether Chazaka does, but does Chazit? Yeah.
Why
No. He's proving la'achalein is a safek from there. Wow. He says if it weren't true that there was no motzi mechavero alav araya, meaning that's the thought experiment. He's saying, let's say that the pashtus, which I think is wrong, and I'm about to prove from this as well is wrong, let's say it were true. Let's take the hypothetical that physical tfisa, right, even la'achalein ha'safek, you know, is a factor. He says, so then, shouldn't the Gemara have said, you know, that you need a chazit in order to override that? That's Tosis's raya. By saying that, isn't Tosis saying, I'm saying other people could have said, number one, it's a shakla v'tar, you're making diyukim. Okay. Number two, maybe it just isn't true. Meaning, if there really is motzi mechamero, all of a raya, chazis isn't going to help you either. That's what I'm trying to say. Apparently, chazis does help you. So since we have this other debate, does chazit help you in a chatzer to over even ride, you know, lepikach? Will chazit help you lemala midalid? Right? So this is, goes on that list, is what I'm trying to say.
And also, just the
shah
and the smah.
Yeah.
So isn't there also a room to make a pellet between Igul Adam and Tosfos's reason of why Lakhati would be believed and the Ghost Hashri? Because Tosfos and the Ghost Hashri sound like Lakhati would be believed because Show versus Harbe. It doesn't sound like
because Show's Man Harbe.
Is that for sure the same thing?
Right.
The same
No, I think this is the point. Typically, when we, in Migu, and we'll discuss this more when we get to Chesk Sabatim, and also a little bit we talk about Migu Makom Chazaka, there are two components to every Migu, right? There's the Taina that you could have made, and the Taina that you are making, right? The point in Tosis is that the Taina that you are making, even if you have a strong foundation, right, is keneged Aden. And you know that's what we mean when we say migu, the makom anansadi migu keneged edim doesn't work. That refers to the taina that you are making, not the strong foundation or the foundation whether it's strong or weak, you know, of why we would likely believe you. No, in other words, there's taina A you could, there's taina A that you're making, and there's taina B which is the one you could have, which is why we believe you or why we give it to you. I'm going to get into the migu at the moment, correct? What's mechudash about the sma is that he's saying that, you know, somehow, you know, the, you know, in the end of the day, there's a migu b'makom anan sahadi, you know, that affects the taina that you could have made rather than the taina that you did make. Okay. Well, he seems to be saying that. Or the distinction that you're trying to suggest is all in the taina that you could have made, not on the taina that you were making.
No, I'm saying if you say lakachti, you actually say lakachti. So
they'll say you're saying lakachti, but why? Migu so, di boy amar,
so
what?
That's not what Tosa says.
Tosa's saying migu di boy amar lakachti, neman lomar banisi. Because Shobh Shusha Harba means it's no longer, you know, it's no longer Bishusha Shutaf, and therefore I can say Lakhti.
And why would that work? Because immediately with Lahadam, then.
Or Lahadam, same thing. I mean, I don't, what I'm saying is the difference, you're pointing out a difference in the Taina that you could have made. And where Migu of Keneged Anan Sadi typically, you know, applies, it's not the taina that you could have made, it's the taina that you're making.
Like I'm saying, if taina B for Tosos of Lakhti was based on Migu La'adam, so then even the claim of Anisi should be a Migu La'adam.
I'm saying, but it based the, once you say the words based on, you're no longer talking about Migu B'moko Manan Sadi. Or at least not in the typical way that we use it. Migu b'mokom anansadi means what are you claiming? Not on what basis are you claiming? That's what I'm saying. What Tosus, the shahu's man harbe for Tosus, or let's say, you know, there's no evidence that these stones are even in your field. things like that, or there's no simon that these are the same stones, let's say. These are all the tainas that you could have made. They're not the tainas that you're making. The tainas that you're making is me ikara banisi levad, you know. Yeah. Unless, I mean, again, obviously if you reach a point where you say there's no... Again, if one of the would-be tainas is totally keneged, you know, edus, then it's not a good migu, because you wouldn't have won with that taina. Or what would be a situation if you have a migu and you would be worse off with the taina... You would win, but you'd be worse off than the taina that you're making. So that's a classic, you know... Machlokas HaRishonim, right? Let's say the inferior taina that you're making, you wouldn't win. But the superior taina that you're leaving, you would. Right? I'm sorry, the other way. Let's say the inferior taina, you could win with an inferior taina. Does that give you the right to win with a superior taina? Okay. So yeah, those are issues, and or migu de ha'aza is the opposite. So we'll get to all that. I hope we'll do a section on migu. Okay. So the final point in Tosas, just to mention what we discussed already, is that Tosas's chiddush is about Tosas assumes two things. Number one, that tfisa la'achar leidas asafek loshma tfisa. Again, logically, that makes a lot of sense, but it's not muchrach at all. Because if we're talking about status quo issues and burden of evidence, you know, that's not mukhrach. I think there are probably some Rishonim would think it's not true. They will explain things like talk for Kohen. Well, number one is the question, are you paskin talk for Kohen motzin or in motzin? But as I said the other day, you could say, an illegal initiation, you know, is not considered a tfisa. That's different than saying that tfisa lachaleis asafek is not called tfisa. Okay? Because again, no one did anything wrong in this case. Forget about panisi for the moment. The first case. Okay, so assumption of Tosis is that there's a rule called tfisa lachaleis asafek lo shma tfisa. That's assumption number one. Some Rishonim agree with that assumption. In my opinion, not everybody does. And again, that plays out in Tak V'Kohen, in Kol Dalam Gavar, and so on and so forth. The second assumption is that applies here, and that it applies even in Bikkah. Because you might have said, again, if you're already in the middle of a Din Torah, you know, and then there's a Tfisa, that's Tfisa L'Achaleinus HaSafek. Here, you're not in the middle of a Din Torah yet, and there's also an outside chance that, you know, if these claims had been made prior to the tvisa, that either they could have been demonstrated or the other person would have been modet. So that also is a chink in the armor, even if you accept the principle of tvisa lachar leinus hasafek, lo shma tvisa, who says this is lachar leinus hasafek? It's only lachar leinus hasafek l'mafreya. But Tosis assumes that. And not only does he assume it about lefikach, he assumes it about bikkah. Right, and that is the most why Tosis is very extreme here. Tosis assumes that even in a case of bikkah where there is no lefikach, it's still considered tvisa lachar leinus hasafek. Right, because, you know, objectively speaking, right, even though there's no lefikach, the two were evenly matched prior to this initiative, and therefore, if we had frozen time and gone back to that moment when each one is claiming, you know, what they're claiming, then we would have said nachloku, because there would be no reason not to. Whether we would have said it b'toras vadai or b'toras safek maybe matters, maybe, or maybe not. I don't want to get into that right now. But even in the absence of lefikach, the point is, since they were evenly matched, in other words, the latest hasafek here goes back to the prior to the tfisa, and the disposition of that din Torah would have been equal, and therefore Tosis, I'm speaking out what's the assumption, therefore Tosis says, well, to to let the tfisa now change or disrupt that balance is to give tfisa the power to take away the other person's right, essentially. And that's tfisa lacha leilas hasafek. But, as I say, you don't have to look at it that way. Now, in theory, you could say, you know, so here I just want to make the point, and now I want to get to Rabbi Yonah and the Rajba. Again, even if you accept the principle of tfisa lacha leilas hasafek, lo shma tfisa, again, you could have argued even in the Lefikach case, and you can certainly argue in the Bikkah case. Those are two places to draw the line. And of course, you know, an even more obvious place to draw the line would be what happens if the tfisa that we're talking about is not only la'acha leidas asafek, but it's after an opposite original tfisa, right? That's, let's say the wall came crashing down, you know, and it fell on Reuven's property, right? And then Shimon, you know, cleared it off into his own property. Okay, so where you draw the line, you know, what constitutes leida sasafek and therefore tfisa lacha leida sasafek in all these three cases is a very open question. But I want to try to show quickly is that the dispute, even in the Lefikach part, is the view of the Ran. The Chiddush Ran basically says, this is not like Tukfa Kohen. Somebody can get the line. This isn't Tukfa Kohen, you know, Motzi and Miyano, because there's no, you know, earlier or present debate. We only are aware of the conflict, right, after, you know, the wall already fell on his property. What? On the Lefikach part, even? I thought that's, or maybe initially he says that could be, I don't remember. I'll look in a second. You have that line in Rabbeinu Yonah too? Or maybe that's what he's kozer on.
He says...
He considers that, but then I think he... you know, let's do it. I thought that the... do you have the line in the... Then Rabbeinu Yonah in the end, this is what I want to try to show. Rabbeinu Yonah in the end draws the distinction between Bika and Chatzer, because of Lefikach. You say before that he has that line. It could be that he does. I'm more influenced by the... Meaning, at the end of the day, what Rabbeinu Yonah says is, listen, the idea that there's no leidas hasafek because we don't know what each one would have said, maybe they would have all agreed that, you know, Shimon built the wall, that makes a lot of sense in Bikkah. Because in Bikkah, there's no obligation for them to be partners, and therefore the likelihood, you know, that they both built the wall, you know, or that one of them built the wall, is not any greater, or if it is, it's not sufficiently greater one to the other. So the idea that there's no suffek, and that the claim, the possibility that Shimon is the Bailim, you know, might have been an acceptable, you know, idea then as well. That's true. That's where Lefikach comes into play. In other words, unlike Bali Tosis, who say that Lefikach is irrelevant to everything having to do with Tvisa, and the whole sugya is about this invisible Migu, you know, B'mokom Lefikach, right? Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba in his wake, that's where they part company with the Bali Tosis. For them, Lefikach is the factor which determines whether this is considered tfisa lacha leilas hasafek or not. Now, I will say that, again, if Tosis hadn't formulated this idea to begin with, you know, I wonder, whether the Rishonim, you know, after him, would have said, oh, you know, that's the nekuda, you know, that distinguishes, you know, Bika from Chatzer, and that's what Lefikach really means. So you can take Tosis's almost pshat in the Gemara, but the Gemara doesn't have to be about Migul Ahotzi, or Migul Keneged Eden. But along the way, both the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajba also weigh, oh, and what about the Mokom, the Mokom HaKosel? Would that be different than the actual Abanim? Where would that fall? Okay. Am I right about that? It's hard. Now we're going to go look at the language.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just, if you don't mind, if you have it open. So just, he starts off, Rabbeinu Yonah starts off. So this is what I mean by, sometimes if you have the whole context, it really kind of crystallizes. He starts off, sounding a little bit like what I call the Ran and the Muke Yosef. Right? Kivin dehachi dina, the lefikach, the kaifi adadi, chazaka ben shnei amasuhu. Right? And also, even when he starts initially, Mao de same amotzi mechaver alav araya, vihei neman liton anibanisi mishali, avabisha yisi yacha lochuf eskaveri, right? Bedin livno simi, delo mafkina lahana chavanim mershusa misafek. De dilma kushta katoin. Tamashmul and kivinchu yacha lochuf eskavero, chazaka ben shnei amasu kosel. Hilkach mafkinan upalgilu. That initially sounds to me a lot like, what I'm saying is the actual view of the Ran and the Muke Yosef. Namely, you have a clash between the chazaka, right? And for Rabbeinu Yonah, by the way, it's a chazaka. For the Ran and for the Muke Yosef and for Tosus, it's an anansadi. Correct? So you have a clash. The chazaka beats out this motzi mechaver all over Aya, which is not so pasha. At least if it's an ansadi, like the Muke Yosef and the Ran, that's stronger. Okay. Can a chazaka beat out grade 2 tvisa? Mm-hmm. Not as clear, but that's what Rabbeinu Yonah starts off by saying. I don't know why he doesn't officially ever, turn his back on it. Keep going. Ein lefarish. Okay, I'm sorry, I was you reading. Go ahead.
Ein lefarish king.
What's he trying to preclude?
Meaning, don't think that if Tisa was actually good, if there actually was a Tisa that would be valid, that this would be motzia from that.
Okay, right. In the farish came, the hechit tay tesa kahal adaitin. So what's he saying here?
So he's saying that since we know that it was b'shutves, so just the fact that a physical tefisa is not valid.
Okay, good. Now, and he's kind of now explaining, now he's getting into Tosas field, correct? Keep going. What does Lefikach have to do with it?
Right.
Again, what's the language there? Ein havanim yotzim machmas shenafel u'shosachad mehem. Eliyachloku mishpat harishon. Again, it's interesting, different formulations. Way, what's he really saying? Ein la'achar leidas asafek tvisa. Correct? Which is Tosus' view. And he's saying the same thing should apply to Vika, because if there had been a din Torah previously based on that reality, we would have said, what? Yachloku. So therefore, what we're really trying to say now is that we should change the din rishon because of the tvisa. So that's a tvisa to be mishane, the original psak. That's tvisa lakalenis asafek.
Right.
If you look at it from the perspective of, the formulation of, oh, you're taking away his right because of a tvisa, then maybe it depends on whether originally it would have been a chaluka b'toras vadai or a chaluka b'toras safek. Right? Because if it's chalukah b'tarz vaadai, then you are taking away, you're taking away one, the impact of one tfisa, let's say, you know, for because of a grade 2 second one. But if it's more like, oh, mamana muta b'safek, you know, but safek chalkin, it's not that each one is considered like an anansadi, I'm just using language reminiscent of Balei Tosas and Yachloku in the beginning of Bab Metzia, and also in here in Chesuk Sabbatim, when they talk about Shnayim Ochsin Betalis. So as far, a factor might have been, is this Shnei Amidin Safek Yachloku or Shnei Amidin Vada? But the Rabbeinu Yonah isn't getting into that at the moment, and he isn't so much formulating the fact that you're taking away his koach as much as he is discussing, you wouldn't change the psak because of an artificial tvisa. And that's true, even if it's safek. The formulation of you're denying his koach because of an artificial tvisa implies that his original koach was a koach, not just, you know, shneim safek. Everybody with me? Okay, good. Keep going. So far he's trying, this is his formulation, that there's no difference between bika, correct, and chatzer, meaning lafikach has nothing to do with anything, so far. Okay, go ahead. Kidekai Malon. And notice he's emphasized again, not taking away the rights, but you're not going to change what would be the psak because of this artificial thing. And he's quoting, of course, he's the first one to quote, you know, talk for Cohen. So again, this is terrific because what he's saying is, of course, if the din had been called the Alam Gavar, you know, matter what, you know, then that would imply that a physical tfisa, but of course that's even worse. Even one initiated in the actual aftermath of a real suffix, you know. You know, would work. So he's quoting Kol Da'alam Gavar, saying if Kol Da'alam Gavar had worked, or Tukva Kohen had worked, you know, then this would all make sense. But as we already noted, right, this is different than both of those, because it isn't necessarily his initiative, you know, and at least the breaking of the Kosel is not his initiative, right? Moreover, in both of those cases, it was either a Din Vadai, that koach that you're taking away, or at least there would have been a psak halacha that you're, you know, now overriding. And here there was no din Torah yet, which is why the Ran on this point. So don't compare this to Tuk. Did you find that line in the Ran?
Yeah, he's gonna.
Okay, so he has it also. Okay, yeah. I remember that. Okay, well, we'll see in a minute. V'hu adin, go ahead. Imnafal davar me'el of the shuso. Now, when he says v'hu adin imnafal davar me'el of the shuso, that is what I mean about, you know, provoking, you know, a little bit of pushback. What do you mean? It's like, oh, it's not who I did. You know, there you're in the middle of a din Torah. And, you know, you could call this, you know, an illegal tfisa. I mean, there are factors in Tukva Kohen and in Kol Da'alam Gavar, you know, that militate against that working that don't apply here. There wasn't yet a din Torah actually. We don't know 100% what each party would have said. And either way, you know, the Shimon didn't knock down the wall. Right? You know, the Ravona Shalom blew the Avonim into his Rishus. Right? What about Paninu? Okay, even then he didn't blow down the wall. And Paninu, what, with Adam, without Adam? Part of the topic. Okay, go ahead. This is Tosis already.
Right, so
And I was suggesting before, no, not necessarily, because who said that a chazit can override a physical tvisa? Again, lishitasam, you know, Tosis, you know, is, again, they're proving it from here, so it's a little bit tricky. You know, but Tosis is inclined to think that this is, you know, a very meager, you know, force, this second grade tfisa. You know, but in a way, it's a little bit of a catch-22, you know, to say, we can't take this seriously. If we had taken it seriously, there would have been a good reason for the chazis, because that would have overridden it. But if we had taken it seriously, maybe the chazis wouldn't be able to override it, even though it's grade 2. So the kind of assumption is either that chazis is a siman tov, right? You know, and an ansadi type thing in its own right, or something, whatever. Or that even begrudgingly, when we're thinking that maybe this is a factor, you know, it would still be a very overcomable one. For the same reason that we end up saying that it's zero, you know, we're proving that it's zero, you know, by saying it wouldn't have been more than weak. Everybody with me? Okay. Again, these are not so obvious, but I think they're very important points. Okay. Keep going. Zehikshar ben Yitzchak.
Right, Zehikshar ben Yitzchak. Oh.
So here's where the Rabbeinu Yonah is making the breakthrough. Because for Tosis, the Lefikach, as I say, ends up being about a whole different Shakla V'Tari in the Gemara. And Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't want to go that route. He doesn't need to go that route. So what he's saying is, no, Gufa the Lefikach is the subtle Koveya between what is and what is not a tfisa lacha leidus hasafek. Go ahead.
So divad b'mechizas bikur nami ilu rabu alei akodim nefilasa kivan shaya adin kodim nefila shiachloku dam la'achar nefilasa l'rishus adechem minay ucholken ba'avanim kedintalis delo nafko al yidei shetokfa min amishpat arishon aval im lo rabu al akos al kodim nefila.
Meaning he's also suggesting a practical, I'm not sure if that practical nafkamina is so mukrach either. He's saying in a bikkah, if they were arguing, and then the next day, you know, the lightning, that might be a proof in its own right, right? From the hashgacha part of view. But the, or you can say, no, he's digging underneath the ground or something. But, you know, if they were already in the middle of a din Torah, then it would be tfisa lacha leidus hasafek. Right? I'm not so sure about that either. Once you say the first, this, but if they're not, you know, then it's musatvi salakalina sasafe. But then the problem is, okay, fine, v'hu adin in a chatzer. There's no din Torah yet. So also be bechalik if they're in the middle of a din Torah or not. The answer is no, that's where lefikach comes in. Lefikach says, you know, that a bikkah tzafek v'safek. Here it's vade v'vade. That's one way to make the distinction. Or lefikach says that in a bikka, there's just no din Torah, period. Forget about suffik vaday. Could have been vaday vaday if it was a din Torah too, or suffik would be good enough. Because either way, we're talking about changing a psak. That isn't the distinction. I'm saying I think there are two ways to explain the lefikach here too. What it does, you know. But in a chatzer, the point is that you know it's yadua umeforsam. It's keilu. There's a psak din already. Or it's ke'ilu that each one has a koach already of chatzi. Keep going. That's a question.
Right. Ah.
And so that is actually the view of the Ran. Well, that's what you meant, maybe.
Right.
The Ran actually says, yes, this is not tukfa koi. This is not, you know, kol d'alam gavar. Even in the Lefikach case, there's no din Torah, my friend. Right? No, but the friend part. So that's a very major argument. That's within the worldview that says if it really is tfisa lachar leidus hasafek, you're right, it would have worked. Because you can't go and kick away the guy's koach, because you can't overturn a psak din, whatever it is, whatever the reason, it matters. As I say, they're nafkamina, it depends, you know. But that the Ran's saying, no, I agree with the concept that is the yisod in Kol Dalam Gavar and in Tukfa Koin. Other Rishonim will say there's no such concept. Tukfa Koin, either Ein Motzi Miyado, Kol Dalam Gavar, maybe two. Or they'd say, yes, but that's because that's a tfisa, that's an illegal tfisa. Right? It's not lo shma tfisa. It's not because it's tfisa lacha leidus hasafek, per se. Right? Go. Continue. That's the argument that he's making, and that's the argument that the Ran thinks is true. Lahalach. keep going. Whether it's Safek or Vadai might have made a difference, frankly, but he's not zeroing in on that. Okay.
So Vahainu the Kitani Lafika. The Kiman the Habu Matsu Kaifu Adadi Vinyana Kosel.
This is the key line. Afa P. Now he doesn't say Anansadi, he says Chazaka, which is interesting. Right? And it might matter for the Migu issue and so on. And also for the clash with Chazit if you have it, correct? But at the end, this is what he's saying. He's saying Lafikach is the subtle Koveya on this question. Now, even if I reject the Ran, when it comes to Lefikach, right, I won't reject the Ran when it comes to Bika. But once Bika's out of the picture and that's a pshat in Lefikach, then you no longer need, this more mechudash reading of the Gemara, that even though it doesn't say a single word, that it's really all about Migu b'makom anansadi or Migu b'makom kazaka. Correct? Good. Go ahead. Okay.
So behind the machine, like, come on, but we ask the lola zevelo lazem. Mishum delay sal the tikkuni chazis ba'asiyas hakosel. Mechshash nefila. The la alter kodem sheyistam shibosh name. The mostak lishneim. O kodem sheyachziku liyistam mishba. Ashni chazak. Shini chazak.
Ba'mashaya talmud makshep shita.
Right. So kasheli doma ha kamash melon. The lomir called yalom gavar. Afal pisha avon emunachem ba'aretz. We kam lom davar shim lash she'en shneim ochzim ba. Called yalom gavar. You want to know who arba davim tzvah mitrei.
Again, so maybe the burden proof of status quo will apply even la'achar leidas hasafek, or maybe it really isn't considered la'achar leidas hasafek. Yeah, the hilka.
So the time of Shodav and Delor, meaning called Yolam Gav. Arhecha de Iko Dura de Mamona, Lamar Ulamar, Kedisa Perchaskas Abatim, Vahachanami Dura de Mamona Yeshkan, Shahare Hakosel Hazeh, Omid Latash Mishachatzer Lazeh Ulazeh.
Okay. Second. Okay, good. So now just talk about the Rajba for a minute. Okay. This one down. Should we just get in the other part? Because he thinks this is chazaka. So just look at the other part. B'chatzar begina, aval adam achar shapina avne kosel chaver lirshuso shalom b'fneidim. Neman lama lekuchas biyadi. Daksuke inchi begazanu salom chazkina. Basically, when it comes to because he thinks this is a chazaka, you see the piece I'm talking about?
In the
Rimiyona? Yeah. Ubechatzer vagina? In the end of the piece. Here's where he talks about the migu. Let's say there's a migu keneged lefikach. What's his view?
So b'chatzer begina, b'mpina echam yem yavanim l'rshus ha'shol lefneidim, b'onim akir mes avanim shehim avni akos ha'shoy banim v'em tzavin afal, so ina nem elitam l'tok sheli kenasti kiv mitcho yucholid l'achov zazah b'vinyim. V'chi ina nem elitam l'kuchos in biyadi, d'kiv mitcho yavanim alo l'shutafos in tfisas echam min ha'shoptin chazakah.
And there's no migu in that case.
Right.
Period. Okay, good. Aval.
So afal pisha na makir ma vanol shin amni kosel chaveru nem alim alakuchosin biyadi.
Meaning the would-be taina would be Naaman, correct?
Right.
Now the question is, yeah, go ahead.
Aval imanu makir mes avanim. מתוך שיכול לא מעלו
ואינו
ממכיר לא ידבר מעולו ואינו מאבני כוסל חבר.
It should say אין, yeah. אינו ממכיר. So, I don't know why they didn't correct it, but it should. I corrected it. Bram Tzarek Talmud.
Tzarek Talmud, im Tan Echa Miyashutrin, Ba'amai Al-Tok Sheli Konasti, Im Hu Nemon B'tayna Zu.
Oh.
Mitok Shiyachol Litam Lo Yidvar Me'olam.
Meaning, is there a Migu to override Lefikach? What is Tosis's answer? We know. Remember, Tosis read the whole Sugya as saying, yeah, that's what the Sugya is about. This isn't a side question. That's what our Gemara is about. Andalat Amad Aleph, right? And Tosa's answer is that's what we're saying. Lefikach, right, negates a migu because it's a migu b'mokom anansadi. But remember that Rabbeinu Yonah, who took the basic perspective of Tosa's on tvisa, right, instead understood that lefikach is what distinguishes chatzer and bika in the more subtle question of tvisa itself. Correct, and therefore. The sugya isn't talking about it, now it's a separate question. Moreover, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't think that Lefikach needs to be anansadi, because that's not what the sugya is. It's not about negating the migu, right? It might all Lefikach needs to do is to distinguish chatzer from bika in determining whether, if there was no actual din Torah, it still constitutes tfisa lacha leinus hasafek, right? I mean, Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't say any of this. I'm saying it for him. But therefore, for Rabbeinu Yonah, there's an open, more of an open question. You don't need to say anansadi, right? So then there's an interesting question. What if you have a migu against a lefikach? And what is the lefikach? He's already described it only as chazaka. He only needs it to be chazaka. Correct? So now, what's he going to say? Go ahead. Oshema.
So Oshema, inu neman al tayne zu mitarat migo.
I mean, it's a migu keneged chazaka. Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Wow. So, again, if he, because he doesn't need Tosas' pshat in the sugya, which is very bedochak, and again, Tosas is forced into it once he holds what he holds about bika. Right? So he doesn't need to end up, you know, for Tosas this is inconceivable. The whole reconstruction is something about Lefikach, you know, is to tells you that something else doesn't work. And it ends up the only thing it could be is Migu. Right? But for Rabbeinu Yonah, this is a separate question. Nothing to do with the Shaklatari of the Gemara. So it's not, you know, preordained that it's not that Lefikach is going to win. And for what Rabbeinu Yonah requires Lefikach to do in the sugya, which is way more internal than what Tosas does, although again, I don't think it would have ever happened if not for Tosas. For what he needs, Chazaka's fine. Why did it say Anansadi? So then it's Migu Keneged Chazaka? Oh, that's a Baya Delo Ifshita. But of course, it's also a little interesting that it's a Baya Delo Ifshita and therefore Motzi Mechaver Alav Araya. That's a little curious, because is it Motzi Mechaver Alav Araya? Because of Lefikach, it isn't really Motzi Mechaver Alav Araya, but it's only because of Lefikach that it's not. So there's a kind of a cat, I mean, physically it is, you know, but legally it's not. But it's only legally not because of the Lefikach, which itself is kind of being challenged by the chazaka. Right? Very interesting. Now, the person who goes the opposite on this, anybody? Who goes opposite on this? Ezra? Hey, Avrami. Have you been missing?
I missed TJ.
Yeah, and you weren't here in the beginning today either, right? Or you were? We were here, just usually over there. Okay. Avrami, so who? The Rajba? No, I don't think so. Not so much. The Tosas Rid. Right? The Tosas Rid says, also there's a Migo B'Mokom Chazaka. Tosas Rid, like the Rabbeinu Yonah, thinks is a, and the Rama thinks is a Chazaka. Not an Anansadi. We're going to stop in a couple minutes. But thinks that, oh, it's a Baidel Ipshita, you know, it's a chazaka, migub makom chazaka, so it doesn't, you know, you can't, there's no, it doesn't work. Ben Yonah says it works, because it's motzi mechaveil of araya. Tosfos says it doesn't work, because it's b'rishus shneim. There is no motzi mechaveil of araya. It is physically, right, in the rishus of Shimon. But the whole part of the whole point here is that it's tfisa lachar leitas asafek. So if it's tfisa lachar leitas asafek, that's good enough for being machria the bayi de lifshita? Or because that's exactly the point, it's migu b'makom kazaka too. Very interesting question. Am I right about Tosfos Rid or am I mistaken? I'm correct, right? Shall I have it? In the NP, and then we'll toss the rest of those in just a second. Yeah. But now let's turn our attention just for, before we break, and then we'll try to finish. I'm sorry, saying a little longer, but I want to do the riff, the other shita, the riff, the Rama, the riff, the Rimigash, the Rama, the Rambam, the critique of the Tosfos Rid. I want to do all of that on to finish that off on Sunday, and whatever if we can also Chazit a little bit. Okay. Midramban on Chazit, the Rosh again a little more. Okay. Well, let's turn to the Rajma for a moment. Do anybody have language with Tosfos Rid? Yeah, go ahead.
So if Alokivan should be Artisha Tam Mishum Danam Muhzakim Kya Kosal Hoyal Shmayan. Lo Asa Khazaka Diday the top is Mara Khazaka Didan, Afilu Ilakasad di Ikamigu, the low Pashulan the Asumigu Marla Khazaka, Bahai Milsa Boyla Kaman, Tobalakar's Manu, Bamala Pratif Tos Manu, Mahu.
If he said lakachti, like the Gosa Shri and Tos for Tosis, again you get back to the whole Sma business. If he said if the migu was I bought it, you know that's not even migu keneged chazaka, or certainly not migu keneged alan sadi. It's not migu keneged lefikach. Again, the Sma disagrees. Fine. But maybe the Shulchan Aruch disagrees. But the Tosfos Rid says no. But what does Tosfos Rid say about the migu b'makom chazaka? Bayad lo ifshita.
Below.
And what will happen? It will not. It will.
Pshita on demar lechazaka ayidi migu.
Right. He doesn't think you say motzi mechaveil of araya, because that's the whole point. Is we're saying right. So that's a very interesting argument. A parallel interesting argument with the Tosfos Rid, maybe Lishitaso, is his argument with the Rif. But let me just mention that for a second. Again, the Rif, as we know, what's Yonatan? What's the Rif?
The Rif was basically discussing earlier. He contrasts with Tosfos and he talks about with the kind of establishing that they were likely shifting, and therefore there was no Tisa because it was.
So first of all, just to make the point, which we'll elaborate a little more on the Sunday, but which is like Tosfos, lefikach for the riff, right, the parallel opposite, ends up being misleading. Right? In other words, for the Ran and the Nebuke Yosef, it's this power struggle between lefikach and Motzim Bechirel of Arai. Right? For Rabbeinu Yonah, and we'll see in a second the Rajba, I just want to use the Lashonis of the Rajba, and then he goes a little further. For Rabbeinu Yonah and for the Rajba, Lefikach ends up being this very subtle but very significant factor which determines, you know, whether or not it determines the clash between Motzi Mechaveil Olav Araya and, you know, in this case, but by limiting, you know, by establishing that it's Tfisa Lacha Leitas HaSafek. But for the riff, like for Tosfos, Lefikach ends up being kind of a peripheral, you know, point. For Tosfos, it's not peripheral, but it's migu b'makom anansadi. And for the riff, it's a way of establishing that you can plug in the Gemara in Bab Metzia, Kuf Tazayin Amid Beis, and say, Shutfen lo kapti adadi. What do you mean, Shutfen lo kapti adadi? Who said that they're Shutfen? That's the actual Din Torah. Right? The answer is, Lefikach says it. Lefikach says that likely they're shutfim. Once they're shutfim, then shutfim lo kapti. It's not that Lefikach overrides Tfisa. It's not that Lefikach determines that this isn't the Tfisa because it's lacha leidas asafek. It's that Lefikach determines that lemaisa there's practically no Tfisa because it's shutfim lo kapti adadi. That's the written. Right? So it's not quite as peripheral as Tosis, but it's also not, like, that's what I'm saying, in the riff alone, do we know, is it a non-sadi? Is it a chazaka? Hard to know. Because it's not, you know, all it's really establishing, well, maybe, it's still establishing something. It's only establishing the likelihood of shutfus, which in turn neutralizes the tfisa, not because of lachaleinus asafek, just because of the din of, you know, ain't tfisa b'shutfas. Good. Except that, as we mentioned at the very end of last year, on Tuesday, that's where the Tosis Rid, you know, was most unhappy. How so, Akiva?
Because Shutei L'Kapte and Batmutsia is, it's an astonishment that they're not Kapte Hande because
they're real Shutfim. They admit that they're Shutfim, right, in some respect.
Mahmoud is about half this. They both agree that they own half the stones. Here, one guy's being toyed and he owns all of them. So
here, right. So that's what Tosis Rid says. How can you compare those two things? Of course, Shutfim lo kapti adadi, when there's an agreement that they're Shutfim. But here, the whole point is that they're claiming that they're not. He's claiming he's not a Shutfim, and he's claiming he never was. Right? Very strong argument. So what ends up being is, and so, I think Aaron asked me this after this year also, right? That's what you're asking me. That's really the Tosis Rin's question. What's the answer? It's hard to know what the answer is. In my opinion, the answer for the Yad Ramah, right, for the Rif, is because it's a chazaka. Lefikach isn't just, you know, neutral legamri. It is a chazaka. Like Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's chazaka, just that he's interested in a different point. Why does he need it to be a chazaka? The chazaka is what makes us say, you know what? In Ochanami, the Tosis Rid is correct. It's not comparable to Kufta Zayinu Mebeis, exactly, where they're kulam modim, but the fact that there's a chazaka, that there was shutfus here, allows us to treat this as shutfus, Gabe, the definition of Tvisa, anyway. That's how I read it. He doesn't say that explicitly, the Ramah, but otherwise I don't know why he's mixing it in. I think that's what he's trying to say. It could be that the Rif holds that way, or it could be the Rif thinks even less than that. It could be there's a very interesting argument between Tosis Rid and Rif, and maybe Tosis Rid in a way of Lishitaso, and that is good. Either way, the Ha'ara of the Tosis Rid, Bein Kol V'Kol, you know, even if I'm right about the Ramah, even if I'm right about what I'm about to say about the Rif, the Ha'ara is a good Ha'ara, meaning there is a gap between Kufta Zayin Umid Beis and here. The question in any situation like this is whether the difference matters. And maybe the pshat is that the Rif thinks that as long as there's this catch 22, meaning that really the Din Torah is whether they're shutfim or not, so then the physical tfisa, right, doesn't count because, you know, mimanushach, according to my side of the argument, there's no physical tfisa. So if you look at physical tfisa, you know, in terms of like shebal tasa adif in a physical way, kind of, you know, you still have, you know, that reality. But, meaning it's in the Rishus of Shimon. And as far as we're not sure whether legally it's in both of the Rishus, because it's not comparable to Kufta Zayin Umid Beis, and that's exactly what Shimon is saying. He's saying it's only in my Rishus. Kapti v'kapti. However, if the point is more, you know, not the physical Shebal Tasa Adiv, but, you know, physical Tfisa, you know, also has, like, a certain legal Shebal Tasa Adiv, consequence, then are you going to apply that when you have a catch-22? I mean, Reuven's saying it's a fantasy. The physical, there's no physical tfisa that's legally significant, because according to my claim, there's no legally significant change because should from Lekopti Adadi. So then even without, do you need the chazaka, or do you just need that this is part of the whole taina of the Din Torah? Everybody with me? So in a way, what I'm saying is that Tosas Rid's view about Migu, about the disposition of what happened, about the disposition of the Bayit Lo Ifshita, of Migu B'Mokum Chazaka, right, and his view against the Rif or and the Ramah, because he even agrees with the Ramah that there is a Chazaka, is Lashitaso. The Tosas Rid is saying, listen, unless everybody is, you know, unless the separate from the Din Torah, it's clear that there's Shutfus, you know, then there's no Motzi Mechaver Alav Araya. And not with regard to Shutfim Lokopte Adadi, and not with regard to being Poshet the Bayit Lelifshita, you know, according to the, you know, benefits of Shimon. And that Gufa Rabbeinu Yonah disagrees, and the Ramah disagrees, and obviously the Rif disagrees. That's a very important issue. Okay, we're going to finish off this one more minute just with the Rajba, because I think the Rajba goes, in the, again, often does, in the direction of Rabbeinu Yonah, but some of those shown us you have in Yitzhak, you're doing such a good job. I just want to point that he also adds like another one more layer, two more layers. Yeah. Just to pick out the good lines. The other one on Dalit Omid Aleph. I know we're a little over time, but we're really going to finish in a minute. Ikel Meidach HaKati Malafikach. So I think that just number one, the formulation of Sof Dina Ketchilas Dina, and not as opposed to the emphasis on, you know, you know, you're being migareya koach hasheni because of tfisa lachal. It is a safek. Is an interesting, different, and I say that it could be nafkaminas, depending on, you know, let's say there'd be a psak, but it wouldn't be based on kochos, but on the absence of kochos. Okay, so that's it. He's basically saying tosis. Go ahead. That's how he understands this. You'll never change a psak based on an initiative, la'achar leidus asafek, yeshlomar.
Yeshlomar, the shiny hasam to be'od, shahayu shneim tfusin ba, how you misatzmin alea, v'hoi yahadin shiach loku. V'achar shahadin kain, kfar hochzak b'funinu l'shneim l'zeh kozeh. V'yim takfa b'funinu la'achar mikan, namin hadin harishon am asher hoya. Avo kan lo yata asafek at shir bol yadu shal zeh, v'kevan shib yadu shal zeh nolad asafek, misafekim l'tzin osam yadu.
Okay, so that's a good formulation of Tosis. Dakati kasha.
Dakati kasha li demikom makom hamakom l'shneim.
Oh.
Vekevan shamakom l'zeh kazeh, gam ha'avonim ha'omdim m'chol chilek v'imenu m'chzakos l'baal hamakom hazeh. Vekevan shakeim, harei zeh kemo shenafal kli mechatzero shol rubin lechatzero shol shimon, v'shimon toin shu shalom she'in shomin lo.
Oh, so what is that? That's already an escalation. He's saying maybe since the makom is shneim, right? This is in the Bika case, correct? We're saying you don't need Lefikach. Right? He's explaining, like Rabbeinu Yonah, that in Bika, it's Lacha Leidus HaSafek.
Right.
I'm sorry, it's Lifnei Leidus HaSafek. Sorry. So then he's saying, maybe it should be La'acha Leidus HaSafek, because the Mokom is Shel Shneim, and if the Din Torah was on the Mokom now, which it is, right? You know, that's still... So I think that's a very interesting, in the subtle question of where you draw the line in terms of what constitutes la'achar or lifnei leilas ha'safek, the Rajba is making a suggestion that the fact that there are avanim and makom, the makom connection could redefine what constitutes the avanim connection. Correct? That's what he said. That's what these words mean. Kivin sha makom uzeh kazeh, gam avanim omdim b'kol chelek mimenu muksakos lebala makom azeh. The kivin sha kein areza kimisha nafal kli michatzera shal Ruvein lichatzera shal Shimon, meaning Ruvein is a tofes. The Shimon Toin Shu Shalo Shein Shomin Lo. Of course, this kind of also implies that each one has it b'toras vaday because of the common makom, right? Okay. What's the answer? This piece doesn't appear in this question and answer within Bika does not appear in Rabbeinu Yonah. That's something. It's a little bit of an escalation. Yishlomar. So what he's saying is it's not like there's tfisa like in Shnayim Ochsim Batalos to kol echad v'yachad, right? In the case of the Bika especially, that you know, even on the makom part, it's more like a, you know, either Shnayim b'safek or there's no din Torah at all even on the makom at this point, right? Go ahead. The kivin shein echad v'yam. And it's interesting that he also quotes it as, you know, as the Mamun Amutu B'Safek Chalkin, implying that, you know, had this been maybe, you know, each one's considered a Vadai, then even though there wasn't a Din Torah yet, and even though there's no Lefikach, you know, that might have been the difference, right? Okay, so this is a very, I think, very interesting, subtle point. Then later on, when he talks about Paninu, he discusses the question of, like, what happens. Go ahead.
Just keep going?
Yeah, just, you don't mind.
So Yesh Mefarshim, the Paninu be'edim.
Yeah.
Vo'en v'chor be'enai, she'iyav shalomar, v'shenaflu b'makom ha'kosel mamish, u'fina misham, l'fi she'iyav shal avnei ha'kosel, lipo b'makom, m'komu shal kosel mamish.
Oh, then he has the interesting idea of the kivin chikain. And that's an interesting question. If you had a physical tfisa for Ruvain and then Shimon changed that, even before the latest Asafek, what would be? The Alpha P. Yeah, so this is what we mentioned the other day. This is again the Rajba even going further than Rabbeinu Yonah and testing this, that this is very bedochak, because typically Naskid Rababa, the Pshad is that we see that there's an issue of Chazaka Koma Shetachas Yadam Harei Shelo. Here you don't have that at all, because the wind blew it into Ruvain, and then Shimon took it from Ruvain into his own thing. In Ruvain's it wasn't Naskid Rababa. But what you see from there is that even in, maybe it has to do with what I said the other day, which is Naskid Rababa as Gezel is a bit of an issue, because it's a catch 22 in its own right. Meaning let him take a shvua and tell you that it's not Gezel. Right? So in a way, the physical tfisa change, or the act of changing the tfisa, is given a certain like intrinsic value, or say it the other way, you know, the attainment of tfisa as a result, or legitimate tfisa as a result of that, is so unacceptable, right? That even though he would be explaining, you know, that it was in chatfi v'didi chatfi, we still won't allow it. I mean, the egregious part of it, on the pure physical, you know, change part. Is what, so I think the Rajba, even though it's still Bedochak, but is kind of isolating that and saying that's really kind of what's going on here as well. Namely, you know, the fact that there's an unacceptable physical tfisa initiative, you know, separate even from, even if you could partially neutralize the Chazaka Kamash Yatachas Yad Adam part of Naskid Rababa, you know, would have been an issue and a problem. Okay. The Alpha Pisho lo Nechliku.
Alpha Pisho lo Nechliku aleim mitchila. Yikomakom kivin shibirshuso shal Ruvin hayu, hadin hayu nosin shiyu shalom. The Ruvin looks like
meaning, in that case, even in a Bika, that would be considered tvisa l'achar, if not later sasapek, but that would be tvisa l'hotzi mikocho shelzeh. Correct? Okay. So I think we'll leave it at that for now. Later on, when it comes to the migu question, interestingly, Rabbeinu Yonah, I'm sorry, the Rajba, unlike Rabbeinu Yonah, does not think it's a chazaka. The whole time he presents it as an anan sadi. And when it comes to the migu question, he says it's migu b'makom anan sadi. Did you find that line in the Ron in the end, just to, in the end of the day?
Yeah.
Okay, just that, and then we'll conclude for today. And I want to pick up with the Rif, Rama, Rambam, Rimigash, and then Chazit, hopefully Sunday. Yeah.
So from the Tamar, just the...
Just the line.
So Yishlomar, Dilo Dami, Dehasim, Kevon, Shinola, Dasafek, Rishus, Shal Shneim, Afilu Takva, Afan, Miyam, Amidin, Osad, Chaskasa, Rishon. Avokan, Shilonola, Dasafek, Ad Shabel, Rishus, Shal Zeh,
Meaning, even lefikach is not considered tfisa lacha leidus asafek, and the only reason that we're motzi is because of the straight clash of lefikach overriding physical tfisa. Okay, good. Okay, we'll stop here, and here's Hashem finish all this on Sunday. We can start the next mishnah even better.